This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The worldwide coronavirus pandemic shows no signs of letting up. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The U.S. has had the most cases since the start of the pandemic, with more than 4.1 million confirmed, followed by Brazil at nearly 2.3 million and India with more than 1.3 million. For the first time in 4 months, South Korea has reported more than 100 new coronavirus cases, many of which came from outside sources, including 36 workers returning from Iraq and 32 crew members of a Russian freighter. In Australia, Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews announced 357 new cases.
I'm very sad to have to report a further 5 Victorians have passed away.
Victoria, where the death toll has risen to 61, earlier closed its border with neighbouring New South Wales. I'm Karen Chamas.
Storm Hannah, the first hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic season, was forecast to make landfall on the Texas coast later Saturday, packing maximum sustained winds of about 130 kilometers per hour. Stacey Stewart is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
People need to understand that even after Hannah moves inland late this afternoon, early this evening, that the heavy rainfall threat will continue for at least 2, maybe even 3 more days.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center said on Saturday the storm was projected to hit the coast between Corpus Christi and Brownsville, a region that has struggled to contain outbreaks of COVID-19 in recent weeks. Broadcaster Regis Philbin, the genial host who shared his life with television viewers over morning coffee for decades and helped himself and fans strike it rich as a game show host, has died at 88. A family statement said Philbin died Friday of natural causes. He hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and was a fixture on morning television, winning millions of fans as well as honors as the top U.S. talk and game show host. This is VOA.